Good evening. This is Noreen Sumter on Beyond Potential. Live life your way. It is Tuesday evening. It is muggy in the city, but I am not going to complain about it because a few weeks ago I was going nuts because I was cold and I was getting very frustrated and I was like, what is going on, Mother Nature? And now she's like throwing the bucket at me. The bucket of heat. So it's Tuesday evening, and as you all know, this is my favorite time of the year. The favorite time of the week. Why? Because, hi, Ramon. Hi. This is when I get to have fun with you guys and like just like mash it up and have a great time. So today I had a really, really great day. We had a lunch and learn, which I do for NABA. I curate them. And we had Judy Hay, who's absolutely fantastic. You know, when you learn how to, when you have somebody that knows what they're doing, everything just flows. The lunch and learn was supposed to be like an hour, but I kept on asking permission from the people that were attending to, would you like to go longer? Is there more? Can she give you more? And they were like, yes. And the ones that had to leave left. But people stayed completely for 2 hours to learn about LinkedIn. They were like chock-a-block full, you know, when they left. And the food from Connecticut Muffin was literally, the plates were bare. We're trying to reconnect back on here. And it was just wonderful. The weekend was lovely. I think I looked great. And why do I say I looked great? Because I received so many compliments from strangers.
Nice.
So you know you look great when you receive compliments from strangers, right?
Sure do.
So you just kind of like revel in the moment and you just like be in a space of gratitude.
Damn,
and
I look good.
Yeah, I know. And you pass it back. You pass it back to somebody. What else happened? Oh, I had a beautiful lunch with a bunch of people. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mary Agnes, for inviting me to lunch. It was great. There was a doctor who's using CBD, which is what our show is tonight. There was an anesthesiologist, that's the ones that does your hair and your nails, whatever, yeah, right? And we had a girl, a woman that was, she is an international DJ.
Oh, wow.
This girl rocks ass, literally. She makes you shake it. But she's like international all over the world. She just gotten back from Japan, playing in Japan, and she plays with not just any old DJ, and she like hobnobs with like people like Lady Gaga and stuff like that. She does their kind of parties. And then she also cooks, and you know, she has a podcast and stuff like that, which I'm going to get her to come on. And then we also had this other lady that was a spiritualist. You know, she helps people to tap into their soul work. So my Sunday was really, really good. And I went to the family reunion, which is what I call is the African street fair that is done by BAM. So I went to Dance Africa by BAM. And I usually like to go at least one day because you get to see everybody that you haven't seen in a year or years. So I call that like the family reunion. So it was, that was really great.
Beautiful.
And then I went home and painted a little bit and then chilled for the rest of the evening watching Tess, which is some show on about some woman who was very unlucky in love and ended up stabbing some guy and ended up going to prison. Okay, that was my weekend. It was really good. So tonight I have a special guest on, and all my guests are special, but I have a special guest on, and my guest is Thomas Charpy. I said that right? Charpy.
Yeah, you didn't.
I didn't?
No, you didn't. You didn't, for sure.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because I normally say people's names wrong. Right. So Thomas Charpy, he is a purveyor and owner of a, what's the name of your company?
It's called Brooklyn CBD.
Brooklyn CBD. So Brooklyn is in the house tonight. Not just Brooklyn in the house, but Brooklyn is in the house tonight with CBD.
There you go.
I love me some CBD, right? CBD for me is like dead sleep. I take a gummy and I go to sleep and literally I don't bat an eyelid or I don't know what I do, but I wake up on the dot 5:30. So I could go to bed at 8 with a CBD and wake up at 5:30 in the morning.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Beautiful.
So welcome to Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way.
Thank you for having me.
I'm more than happy. Thank you for coming.
Oh,
you
my
know.
Pleasure.
We met at Brooklyn Design. What's going on with the thing?
It's working.
Oh, because it says it's trying to reconnect here. Yeah, so we met at Brooklyn Design, which is in the Navy Yard.
Yep, that was a great event.
What a beautiful place that has become.
It sure was, yeah.
Let me tell you, if you haven't been to the Navy Yard in a while, if you knew what the Navy Yard looked like maybe 15 years ago, you should go to it now. It is super. I don't know if they say super fly, but I don't give a shit. I say fly. It is amazing. It's beautiful. It's creative. The views are incredible.
Yeah, the view was just stunning, actually, because you had the view of the like all of Brooklyn mm-hmm. and the city as well. It was
beautiful.
Amazing.
And yeah, the design stuff was really great as well. So how did you get invited to that? Are you in the building?
No, not at all. Our office is in Williamsburg, and the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce came to us, asked us if we wanted to participate.
Huh.
And we thought it was a great, great event.
Are you a member of the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce?
Actually, not even, but they find us online. Uh-huh. And so we jumped on the occasion. But now I should probably sign up.
I'm a member of the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
Which is, I love the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. Shout out to them. So
yeah, I should have the team sign up for the
Brooklyn
Chamber of Commerce.
It's cheap. These things are really cheap. The Manhattan Chamber is $125
okay.
for the year.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, they have some amazing events and stuff. So, like, tell me, who is Thomas Chappie? Where did you start? Because I know you didn't grow up and say, I know you didn't, you know, were born and say, I want to be a CBD, I'm going to sell it. No.
So we kind of came across CBD by accident.
No, but who were you before
who
CBD?
Am I?
What did you do? Yeah, what did you do before you jumped into that world? Where are you from? You got a French name.
So,
is it French?
Yes. So actually I'm from Switzerland, uh-huh. from the French speaking side of Switzerland, because uh-huh. you have different languages in Switzerland. But so I'm from the French speaking side. And then we moved to New York.
Who's we? Your parents?
Parents, uh-huh. brother and sisters. We all moved to New York when I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were supposed to stay a year in New York, and then a year turned into two into three.
What did your parents do?
Three forever. So my dad was an attorney mm-hmm. in Switzerland, and my mom was a doctor.
Okay.
But once we came here, my mom kind of had to start from scratch. So she
which is a shame.
So she was like, you know what? I'd want to do 4 years of college again and do my exams, so on and so forth. So she went into music. And my dad traveled back and forth from Switzerland to in New York to
right.
kind of be with us, but also to take care of stuff that he had to do uh-huh. in Switzerland. So yeah, pretty much grew up here in the city, and then I went to college in Montreal.
Uh-huh. You were dying for French?
No, not even. But it just kind of turned out this way.
Uh-huh.
But it's a beautiful city. Just colder in the winter, really cold.
Yes.
If you
really
think
cold.
You have it bad in New York. Montreal is a
anywhere near
whole
Canada
different story.
Cold.
But it's beautiful. Absolutely loved it. And then came back after college, came back here to New York, and started from, it was 08. So, you know, kind of a hard time finding a job and everything. Uh-huh. So started working in restaurants, and then got a job in finance.
Mm-hmm.
On the wealth management side, so worked that for a couple of years and then left.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. I got to help a lot of people because, so I was on the wealth management side, so I helped financial planning,
mm-hmm.
Planning finances for individuals,
right.
so on and so forth. So it was really interesting, and being helpful for people was absolutely great and gratifying. But after a while, I kind of grew tired of it and just needed a change.
Right.
So left and started a company. So did that for a while and then.
So tell us the company. It's interesting. Come on, don't skip over your life. Give us it all. There's somebody that's, you know, is interested in listening to what you have to say because it might trigger something in them. So no, don't skip over it. That's good stuff.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty interesting. So when I left, was trying to kind of figure out what to do with my life.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of when I discovered Instagram. So I was kind of late to the party.
Uh-huh.
So discovered the amazing world of Instagram. And then I decided to start a page, an Instagram page, mm-hmm. where it's basically bikinis and lingerie.
Uh-huh. Was it because you like the bikinis and lingerie, or you like the women in the bikinis and the lingerie?
A little bit of both. No, but I saw also that you had a lot of influencers that were also starting their own brands. Uh-huh. So I thought maybe, hey, you know, there could be something to do in that regards. And luckily, people liked what I was posting, and pretty quickly the following grew. And then I was asking myself, so how am I going to monetize this? So I decided to turn it into an online store, basically right. selling lingerie at first, and then it became bikinis as well. So learned about marketing, mm-hmm. Digital marketing as well, which is like a completely new world, animal. Especially coming yep. from the background that I had, but definitely super interesting. And it's kind of where I think our generation mm-hmm. is heading towards, like influencer marketing, so on and so forth, which is great. So did that for a while, and then came across CBD because was living in Williamsburg, and then they were going to shut down DL trains, so on and so forth.
So you started taking CBD to cope. Oh, yeah. The drama.
Yeah, basically. No, but a good friend of mine always had problems sleeping.
Right.
I'm always taking Ambien and then came across CBD.
Ambien is bad.
Yeah, it's not great.
I have a story about a friend of mine who took Ambien, woke up at night, typed an email, sent out pictures to tons and tons of people saying that, you know, they were getting married and all this kind of stuff, and then blamed his partner and found out that he was the one that did it. Oh. And then I've heard stories about people driving their cars to the store and doing laundry and just crazy stuff.
Yeah, there's definitely some crazy stories, yeah. Yeah, so anyways, so kind of came across CBD last summer mm-hmm. in New York. So give it to him. He tried it, and he had a full night of sleep.
Right.
And I was like, if you have a full night of sleep on CBD, you know what? I think it could really help a lot of people, because he was kind of an extreme case. So then I think we had a barbecue with a couple close friends and family, and that's where we talked about CBD. Some actually used it. But it was actually really eye-opening, because a lot of friends and some family members actually, they experience stress mm-hmm. during their daily lives, whether it's from work or partners or just life stress, which I didn't really realize how, and it's something that no one really talks about, how anxiety plays a big role in someone's life as well. Right. So kind of knew that we were onto something, and I gave them CBD, and it really did help them.
Right.
And after getting all that great feedback, we tested a whole bunch of products and started Brooklyn CBD, because we basically just wanted to help people
right.
improve their overall well-being.
Cool. So hold that thought. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Thank you. So we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And tonight I'm having a conversation with Thomas Chappie, Chappie. See, I knew I was going to mess it up.
Well, it's getting better.
So disgusted. Thomas Chappie, who is the founder of Brooklyn CBD. And I'm telling you, I've tried it. This stuff was good. And I'll get into it about how I tried it, what I tried it for, and what happened. How did you decide that you're going to do this, and what did you do?
Basically, I had nothing to lose. Why not? Because after that barbecue and after talking to a lot of friends, we knew that we were onto something. Mm-hmm. So just a matter of experimenting with different products, different type of oils.
Right.
And then finding something that actually that worked. And then it was just a matter of just taking the leap and go for it type of thing.
Right.
Which we did, and I'm super happy that we did, but it's actually been really challenging.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work for sure. But challenging as well.
And so how does the challenge outweigh the work, or is it what keeps you going?
Well, the challenges are fun because then it's just another thing that you have to work around and improve.
Right.
But it's basically being able to help people. I think that's the main thing, because a lot of people can't sleep or don't sleep well, and a lot of people are really anxious. And at the end of the day, if CBD and our products, or not even our products, but even if CBD is able to help them,
right,
use more of a natural way of sleeping or just reduce stress,
right,
and not have to take prescription drugs, then I'm all for it, and it's great.
So you're going to be like one of the first, like, you know, when you go through the annuals of how many, there'll be a wave of the firsts.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, what do you want? What do you want to happen with your CBD business?
Want to grow, basically, have more products, have a bigger brand awareness, mm-hmm. And then be able to help more people.
Right.
I think that's the key.
The ultimate goal, right? So I pulled down just a little bit of information about it. And like I said, on Saturday, Monday, which is yesterday, oh my God, I was with a doctor who is, I've invited her to come on the show to talk about the medical aspects of CBDs and, you know, the future of it. She was saying that she's working, using it with her clients and customers, her patients, and she's actually seeing a difference, and she's doing a lot of studies. She's done a lot of studies on CBD and CBD oils and all the products of CBD. But still, the medical institution is saying there's no substantiated value. It's not measurable at the moment.
Right.
What do you think about?
Well, I think it's just because the whole industry is brand new, is that there hasn't been any long-term studies.
Right.
So it's a little bit, in that aspect, it's a little bit hard to find quality studies. Research and studies. So I think that's also one of the aspects that's kind of lacking with mm-hmm. this industry. But as time goes on, again, just like your friend,
right,
there's a lot of doctors and a lot of researchers that are jumping into that field and doing studies and doing a lot of research to help educate the entire industry, which I think is great, and we need more.
One of the things that, you know, I found out, look, somebody's just giving you some love. I don't know who that was. Do it again, like the kids would say. is that as a doctor and as a person that's doing these studies, she can't take it. She cannot take any CBDs. She can't smoke weed. She can't do nothing, right? Because, you know, it's against any kind of protocol for her being, her license will be revoked.
Right.
So it's kind of like, even though she stands behind it and she's like committed to it, she can't prove it even in herself because she can't take it.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess it gets a little tricky for her. But we need more people to do research.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where you get so it said medical, but she can give away medical marijuana thingamajiggies, right? Not that I tried marijuana once when I was 19. Makes me a bit creepy, makes me a little bit paranoid and Yeah, it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, so this is a good thing about CBD is that it's non-psychoactive.
Uh-huh.
And if there's some traces of CBD, some traces THC? Of THC.
It's minor though, right?
Yeah, it has to be below 0.3%.
Right.
THC, which is not enough to be psychoactive.
Right.
So that's why actually a lot of people who used to smoke weed, so on and so forth, actually turn into CBD because a lot of them don't like losing, they don't like not having control
right.
of themselves, but they do like the benefits of it.
Right.
So they turn to
CBD.
So
what are some of the benefits, you know, of, because I've got here, so they talk about, what is the research on cannabinoids? And so they're doing cannabinoids in Parkinson, right? But we have cannabinoids in our bodies, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Do you know anything about that?
So a little bit, but I'm not.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm not a doctor, and I'm not the one researching.
Right.
But a little bit. They interact with your body in different right. ways. So CBD is great for a lot of
ailments.
Actually, the World Health Organization put out a list a couple of years ago. I believe it was like a year and a half ago, with listing about 23, 26. Ailments that CBD can help you with.
Right. And I know anxiety is one of the big ones.
As well. Stress, anxiety.
While getting sort of prepared for this show, I was just sharing about it. And one of the people that I was speaking to, she said she takes CBD for her anxiety. She said that she grew up with a mother that was Xanaxed, took a lot of Xanax. And she said that she took Xanax, but she had that dead eye stare. Like okay. kind of like staring through you. But she said with the CBD, she's able to sleep. She's able to, you know, level out the anxiety okay. and stuff like that. Whereas the Xanax wasn't. But Xanax have repercussions later, I'm sure.
They do. They do. And I think that's also like a great thing. Being able to use a natural product versus something chemical
right.
is way better.
It says marijuana or cannabis comes from the plant cannabis stevia. Marijuana contains approximately 100 different compounds called cannabinoids. The main cannabinoid, which is tetrahydrocannabinoidal THC, mm-hmm. causes the high, variably described as happiness, amusement, or contentment. And that comes with marijuana. THC might help nausea, pain, muscle spasm, but it also can affect your mood, behavior, and thinking. The second most cannabinoidal is cannabinoid is cannabinoidal CBD. It doesn't cause any mind-altering effects and could potentially have a beneficial effects when treating dis-ease. Marijuana and cannabinoids can be taken in several different ways, smoking dried leaves, swallowing pills, and spraying liquid under the tongue with a few examples. The amount of THC, CBD, and other cannabinoids vary in each different formulations and in the plant. So, like, when you're making, do you actually make it or you get it? It's already made.
No, so we work with the farm, and they make it according to exactly what we want to our formulation.
They have a specification.
Yeah.
And so how did you arrive at your specification?
Basically, product tested a whole bunch of products, tested a whole different type of oils, and then came to something that we thought was the best. So you have. So technically speaking, you have three different types of CBD oils.
Right.
So you have what we use is a full spectrum oil. So you have all the different cannabinoids of the plants, mm-hmm. but also of the plant terpenes. So it creates...
Terpenes, are those little bud things.
Yep. So it creates what we call the entourage effect. So it basically means that you get the full benefits of the plant.
Right.
So that's on one end of the spectrum. And then on the other end of the spectrum is isolates, where it's just... You're just extracting just the CBD
right.
Into the oil. So you don't have all the plant terpenes and you don't have all the different cannabinoids. And the THC on the third-party lab test is usually undetectable.
So how do they get the THCs out?
Because they're strictly just extracting the CBD in itself.
So is it like, I'm just wondering, because like if I'm extracting something, is it like under a... microscope?
So there's different types of extractions. We use what's called a cold press
okay.
extraction.
Like cold brew.
Yeah. And then the cannabinoids and the terpenes get put back into the oil as well, and it creates the full spectrum oil that we have here.
Yeah. Okay. So how, you said you've been doing this for a year. So it says our bodies make natural cannabinoids that control our sleep, our appetite, and our mood and other processes by binding to the receptors throughout our body and our brain. So we already have this in our body.
We do.
And how comes we don't know this?
Lack of education, I believe.
Right.
And again, I think also it's because CBD is a brand new industry, so people are slowly learning about the benefits of CBD.
Right.
And as more education, more money gets poured into it, and more research comes out of it, we'll be a lot more educated.
Right. So I'm just going to invite you all, if you have any cannabinoid questions, CBD questions, call in at 877-480-4120 and get your questions asked or answered. So it says here that the receptors are found in a particular high numbers in the basal ganglia. Where is our basal ganglia? I can't remember. It's in the back of your head, right? Yeah, the base of the neck, right? So there, and these receptors are found to be particularly high numbers, a circuit of brain cells that controls movement in and is affected in Parkinson's. So they're using it a lot in Parkinson's, try to help that. Because the cannabinoids in marijuana binds to these receptors in our bodies and brain, researchers have looked at whether they could bind to the basal ganglia and other receptors to modify the course of PD, Parkinson's disease, or help ease the symptoms. Well, how I met Thomas was like, I was walking around the, sweating like a piglet.
Yeah,
I was walking around the design center and I had this humongous headache. Remember I said to you, I've got such a headache, like that. And then I was just like, oh, what are these little gummies? I love gummies because I use the Froggers, but they're okay. This one is much better because it doesn't have a lot of sugar.
All natural. So everything is handmade in small batches. And I think this is the cranberry
right
that you have. So it's natural cranberries, no added sugar, no preservatives.
Yeah, because the Froggers, they're called Froggers. They have a lot of sugar, and so they make this big frog, right? And you can get it in batches like 25 ml. Yep. 50, whatever, I've had all of them, right? But the thing is, they dip it in sugar. Yeah, they dip it in sugar.
Oh, wow.
And so when I pop it, it elevates my sugar. No, it elevates my sugar, which is not good, right? So when we come back, I'm going to tell you how his CBD, Thomas's CBD, made a difference for me, and this is why he's on the show. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
So we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. This is Noreen Sumter, and I'm with Mr. Thomas Charpy. I said it right. And he is the owner of Brooklyn CBD. So like I said on the break, that I had this most horrendous headache. I woke up with it, and I was just like literally, you know, walking around with it. Because what are you going to do? I can't chop my head off and put it on the side and go out. I've got to deal with it, right? So I go to him and he's got these really cute like CBDs in squares. And there were like a black currant flavor.
Blueberries.
Cranberries and, you know, lemon flavor, which is this one, CBD oil. And I popped a gummy bear, which it didn't. Yours don't taste like gummy bears. They taste better than a gummy bear.
Yeah. I mean, we use natural, in that case, blueberries.
Right.
So,
and then I took a drop of the oil and walked around. It wasn't very far, but I'd say it was like less than 15 minutes. My headache was gone.
Beautiful.
Really. And it was gone for the whole day, you know. So for me, I get migraines every now and then. But when I get them, it's like it really affects my eyes. It affects everything. So having, you know, where I don't have to take an aspirin or a Midol or one of those kinds of things because they taste bad. And not only they give me indigestion.
Yeah, the side effects.
Yeah. So this is really good. So I wanted to, there was a question that I was going to ask you. Oh, do you make tinctures?
Yeah, so these are tinctures that you have in front of you.
So this is a CBD tincture, not a oil.
It comes in an oil type. I mean, if you open it, you'll see it's just oil.
Yeah, because I've seen the ones, my sister does the ones in London, and they come in a bottle like this, but it's no oil. It's just, I don't know what it is. I don't know what they trace it with or, you know.
Okay. It should be. It probably is oil. But you have different.
But it's really bitter.
It might depend on the type of carrier oils that they use.
Right.
So we use what is called MCT oil. So this way it's easier for your, like,
MCT oil is like bullet.
It's like, so.
But you put in your coffee.
It's called it's fractionated coconut oil.
All right.
Basically.
Yes.
So it's
yes.
super easy for your body to break down. So
and
you get a lot more.
Brand.
So you get, oh yeah, I'm not familiar.
Yeah, they have this, it's called Bullet, and it's coconut oil.
Okay.
Like, but you can put it in your coffee. Okay. Like if you're on keto.
You could put that into
I could put
tea,
this in
coffee,
everything.
Basically anything, food as well. But we usually recommend to take it under the tongue.
Yeah.
It just works a little bit better this way.
But they also have now, because across the street from me at the green place, you know, the organic store, she has this lotion. It's a thick lotion. I think she sells it for like $80. And you just put a little bit on wherever you have the pain. You put it on there. And I swear to God, it's just gone in seconds. Like if I see her in the coffee shop, I'm like, oh, I've got a bit of a headache or something. You know, it feels like it feels like I've got an headache every day, but I don't. And she said, oh, come across the street and rub some on your forehead. So, but these things do work.
They do work. I guess it's just a matter of also experimenting, see what works for the individual, because everyone is a little bit different,
right.
And different type of products will work a little bit differently on people.
Right.
And then experimenting on dosage as well.
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm going to eat these gummies, but I'm going to be very careful with them because I love gummy bears.
Yeah, these are pretty good. These are good.
No, when I say I love gummy bears, I will eat a whole packet of gummy bears easily. So I'm going to have to be really mindful of eating these because these are not gummy bears.
Right.
You know?
Oh, you just feel extra relaxed and chill after.
And just probably won't get up for 2 days.
No.
All right. So let's see what else they said here. I think we're in exciting times. What do you think?
I do. I think this is a great time for the CBD world. And it's a great time to be in it as well. But from a consumer perspective as well, because instead of now taking prescription medicine, you have a more organic and more natural way of reducing a headache, for instance, or pain.
Right. Do you think we're late to the party as in America?
As compared to other countries? That's a tough question. I'm not sure, because you probably have, probably a little bit, yes, as compared to some other countries, yes. most likely.
Yeah. But I think what happens with America, we just go buck wild and crazy and start putting shit in everything.
Yeah.
So like I'll probably be eating CBD potato chips.
Yeah, most likely. Yeah. And then there was a burger chain, Carl's Jr. I think they had for 420. In Colorado, they put CBD in the burgers.
Yeah. I thought I heard something a few months ago that they were going to be regulating that kind of stuff because there's restaurants that are using CBD in their food, but they wanted them to stop because they had to regulate it. I can't remember, but I don't know if it was here or somewhere else. It was happening in food and restaurants, and it was everywhere, and they wanted to regulate it.
So the New York Department of Health, they kind of cracked down on that in February, or at least in the beginning of the year.
I wasn't hallucinating.
Yeah, no, so it happened here in New York and in other states as well, but I guess since we're here in New York, it happened here.
Right.
And now they're going to start finding establishments or institutions that restaurants type of thing that they put in their food. I think they're going to start in August or September.
Finding them
per infractions.
Why do you think that is?
Honestly speaking, mm-hmm. I think there's just some. I think that the states and the local government, they just want to make money off of it. Kind of like a liquor license.
Right.
That's the way I see it, where eventually institutions like a bar or a restaurant, they're just going to have to apply for a CBD license.
Right.
And then they could put in their drink.
Well, I want to tell you that when I was in London, I saw so many vape shops. I couldn't believe it. Vape cafes, vape this, vape that, vape everything, right? And so they had, because they had the vapes, they have the CBD oil. It was all over the place. Do we have as many vape places here?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Is it mostly in Williamsburg, though?
No, you have them throughout the city.
I haven't
East
noticed.
Village, or go to St. Mark's, you have a ton over there as well. West Village.
Are they doing...
But even at a bodega, they sell some CBD cartridges, CBD vape pens as well.
No, I've done the vape with the CBD. But the cartridge, you have to fill it yourself.
They already come pre-filled.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Well, these ones I had to fill myself. But I'm not a smoker, but I did like that it goes right to the spot right away.
Yep. Yeah, so by vaping, it actually acts a lot quicker. It goes into basically your lungs and into your bloodstream a lot
quicker.
Do you
think it's bad for you doing that?
Vaping?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking...
I don't know. Tough to say.
Yeah,
it is tough to say.
I watched this documentary online. The person that designed the vaping was an Asian guy. He's from China. And he created the first vaping device because he wanted to cut down on smoking. Or he wanted to smoke indoors or something. I don't know what it was, but he was the one that first designed it. And now it's like a multi-billion dollar institution or organization, where people can... All right. Everyone is vaping, right? Everyone is vaping. People are vaping in places that they're not allowed to vape. And I think it might have gotten so bad that even on the airplane, they tell you no vaping.
Yeah, you can't bring in you can't bring your vape basically with you.
On the plane?
On the plane.
You have to check it.
I think so.
Yeah. Do you think it's because it's going to explode or something?
That's what they say, but it's not going to explode, odds are. But that's what the FAA says.
So, yeah, because I know that they're using a lot of CBDs too in medical in England. But we're not doing that yet. We can't prescribe yet. But unless you have that card, the medical card.
Right, right.
Which I think there's probably going to be... I know in Williamsburg they're trying to open up... one of those big manufacturing places, because my friend, she's in the whole that CBD area. She's with Women Grow. You know her,
yep.
Right? Gia. She's amazing. Yeah, but she's like really, really an advocate for women to get into this industry because it's an industry that is open for all.
It is.
Which I think that's probably going to get regulated too.
What is?
That industry open for all, because I think, can you get a liquor license if you have a criminal record? And I don't mean a parking ticket.
I don't know, actually.
I wonder. Can you guys look that up? See if you can get a criminal. Can you get a liquor license if you have a criminal record? It's usually like a felony or something like that, right?
I wouldn't know.
I think that they're probably going to like, you know, right now it's probably just open free for all. But I think over time they will probably put licenses on it that you have to go through the, was it those people? I don't remember who they are. To get where you get to go get your liquor license. Firearms people? I don't know. Oh, it doesn't? Oh, cool.
The application just asks for you to provide details on any criminal conviction.
Oh, cool. So it's nice. Then it's going to be free and open for all.
Yeah, perfect. I mean,
because I was thinking about guys that used to sell marijuana and like ended up going to jail for some bullshit. If they now want to do it legally, that could be an opportunity for them as well.
Yeah, CBD is a great way of doing it legally.
Right.
It's beautiful, and pretty much anyone and everyone can start and get into CBD, which is great.
So here's another question for you. So that now that we have like CBD, it's becoming like the thing, right? It's the new frontier, right? Do we have like, what are the stock? What's the stock market look like with that?
The stock market look like? Well, you have to look at the publicly traded cannabis and CBD companies.
Mm-hmm. Are there a few of those right now?
Yeah, there's a few of them. Some of the big ones are actually publicly traded.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to see their stock chart and how
they're
doing.
Do you own any of those?
No.
Not yet.
I don't. I mean, the only stock that I hold is stocks of my company, basically.
Right.
Shares of that.
What about, we got stocks. What about like these huge cigarette companies like, you know, Marlboro, Philip Morris, all those people that are getting into this? What do you have?
I mean, eventually I think the big players are going to jump into the CBD craze. You'll definitely see big companies and the Marlboros or like the Juuls type of thing go ahead and jump into CBD.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why not? Why wouldn't they go after that market?
Uh-huh. But they can own a huge slice.
Yeah, they'll own a huge slice, which is fine. I believe in the beginning, it's just going to grow the market. And if they do a good job, a lot of people will be educated about the benefits of CBD. And then it's going to become like any other industry. I believe that there's going to be a whole lot of consolidation. So you have a few like big players, just like the liquor or tobacco industry.
Right.
Where you just have a few big players and then you have... For instance, the like beers, just have a couple big players, and then you have
the micro breweries and stuff,
so on and so forth, or like smaller national breweries.
Right. Okay. Is it the final hour? No.
Yeah, one more second.
Okay. The there's one brand of CBD oil that I tried and I liked, and they have they look like the cream of the crop. I think I mentioned that to you, Lord.
Yeah, so yeah, they're edibles. Actually, they're known for their edibles,
uh-huh.
Which are great, by the way. And yeah, they do a good job. I mean, it's one of the original companies.
Uh-huh.
So
what's the okay? I'm gonna hold that question, and I'm gonna come back. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
talkingalternative.com.
So we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and I'm speaking to Thomas Sharpie, who is the founder of Brooklyn CBD. Don't forget the gummies. That sounded like a commercial.
You really did. You sure did. Thank you. Good job.
So I was just on the break, we were talking about using... I have a friend that's going to have a double mastectomy because they found a small cancerous node in her body. And so she's just going to, like, you know, have the whole thing taken away, and then she's going to have reconstruction. And I was just wondering if that would be something that could aid in the pain. And does she have to have a stronger strain, like a stronger load? So this is 30, right? Or is, no, this is 9.
This is 900 milligrams.
Right. Now, that's the part I can never understand, right? It says 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams. Is it like, it's not 900 each dosage?
No. So in the 30 milliliter bottle, mm-hmm. you have 900 milligrams of CBD.
So is that like 9 hits, 9 shots?
So one full dropper, uh-huh. which is the tube, uh-huh. That's 1
Let's show it
milliliter.
To them.
So there you go. So inside, yeah, you got to press down.
Come on. God, I mean, this is supposed to be, is it idiot-proof?
That's when you know it's safe.
Jeez Louise, here. Yeah. I'm like, what am I, 5? Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, so I would fill this whole thing up.
Yeah, so we generally recommend to start off with about half uh-huh. a dropper.
Mm-hmm.
We'll shake the bottle well.
Right.
Take about half a dropper, put uh-huh. it under your tongue,
uh-huh.
and then hold for about 10, 15 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And then swallow, and then you'll feel the benefits and the effects within 20 to 30 minutes.
Right. And I'll probably be falling out of sleep. So I would take one of these full dropper.
Half
of that. So half of the
tube. So a little bit more.
Right. A little bit more than a tube.
Yeah.
So now in terms of the 900 milliliter, what's
so, yeah, so in the whole tube, the whole dropper is 1 ml. So in the bottle, you have 30 servings, right? So in one dropper, which is the tube, you have 30 milligrams of CBD.
Uh-huh. And then in the CBD, how many?
And then so since you have 30 milliliter in the bottle,
uh-huh.
and one dropper is 1
uh-huh.
milliliter, and you have 30 milligrams of CBD, so 30 times 30 is 900 milligrams. So that's how you come across the 900 milligrams
mm-hmm.
in that 30 milliliter bottle. That's what usually it means. Did that make sense?
Yeah, sort of. It never makes sense to me, but I do understand it, but I can't explain it. You okay. know? So, did I just tighten it? I'm going to have a good time. You know what this is going to be good for? Is like, so I've taken up running again, right? And I'm doing a half a marathon training.
Oh, wow.
And that bitch
wow.
is not easy. Yeah. Right. So I do in the morning, I get up, I do my Pilates. So I do Pilates for an hour. And then, maybe 3 times a week, I'm going to probably 4, but 3 times a week minimum, I'm going to do the run. Right. Which is 2 minutes off on, 2 minutes off. Like it's 2 minutes fast, then recovery slow, 2 minutes again, wow. recovery. So I do that like 3 or 4 times. And then it's like 3 minutes hard. And then 3 minutes slow, and so what's happening is that literally, I'm feeling it, right in my body. It hurts.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Right, it hurts because I've got to build up like I've got to build up something because there was a point I could do it. I could run from my house, which was 6 miles. across the bridge and back, right? I think it's a total of 6 miles or seven or something. I didn't feel any pain. I didn't feel anything. In the beginning, I did. And the day I did it without stopping, I thought my lungs were going to fall out because I was gagging and wanting to throw up so hard because something happened. Something shifted. So I'm like, why I'm so grateful for this, thank you so much,
is
because I'm going to take it and then it's going to ease the pain.
Yeah, and it'll definitely help with the soreness and inflammation.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. But yeah, so there are lots.
Good luck with the half marathon.
No, I'm not going to do a half marathon. I'm doing the training.
So why not run?
If I find a run that is, you know, I'll register for it and do it. But I'm doing the training. That's important for me to do the training.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's it. I've done a triathlon before. I was twice as chunky, and I did the triathlon, and it was great. So I can't, you know, I don't want to do another one.
Yeah, you can never do.
And I did 75 miles on the bicycle, around New York thing. I only wanted to do 36 miles.
What was the toughest part? Was it the swimming?
The 13 miles running, because I was 40 at the time and there was a gentleman that was 86 running in front of me. Don't freaking laugh at this man. Let me tell you, he's probably still alive and running, right? This man was 86 years, because you had your number written on, your age written on your legs, right? And he was 86 and that boy was lapping.
Wow.
He was killing it.
Good for him.
Killing it out there. Awesome. And he was like, I want those 40-year-old legs. And I was like, well, I want what you got, because you got something I don't have. But this guy was killing it. The run was the hardest, because you had to do it right after the bike. And the bike, you did the bike. That was easy for me, 26 miles on the bike. But the running, I thought I was going to literally die. So how I did it was I went with the slow people. And then when I built up enough energy and stamina and confidence, I went with the next level people. Okay. And then I went with the fast people. And then in the end, I came home on my own. So I kind of liken that to life. In the beginning, we're all on the same plane. Then, you know, you come along, you meet somebody who's a little bit faster, you work with them. And then you go ahead and a little bit more faster because you're a little bit more advanced in life. And at the end of the day, which the end of the day is when you croak, you're going it alone. Nobody's going with you. So that's kind of how I see it. But this will help me on my run, and I won't be screaming and cursing in the park while I'm running, because sure. I do. I curse and I scream in the park because I've got so much energy that needs to be expelled, but the body can't do it just yet. So, you know, so I'm really excited about that. So beautiful. Is there a question that you would like me to ask you that I can ask you?
That's an interesting question in itself.
I know, it's a fantastic question. I haven't done it in a while, but I'm doing it with you.
No, I mean, not that I can think of top of my head.
What's the most common question that people ask you?
Will I get high, basically?
Will I get high?
Yeah.
Right.
Which it won't, because there's less than 0.3% THC.
Yeah, but if somebody got high on 0.3...
No, less than 0.3%.
Less than, if they got high on that.
It's not enough to be psychoactive. So the U.S. Farm Bill that passed in December, right, set the limit at 0.3% THC. And it's such a small dose of THC that it's not psychoactive.
So where's most of the growing happening for the CBD that we use here?
Right now?
Yeah.
So you have a lot in Colorado, California.
Farms? Yep. I know they have a lot in California, and I know there's a lot of killing happening out there and a lot of crime happening in one town that I was reading about and watching on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, the Netflix show, Murder Mountain.
Oh, very scary. Okay, so I'll ask that in a second. Yeah, Murder Mountain. They got so much weed up there.
Yeah, it turns out. Turns out that they...
So most of is most of our weed coming from the United States?
Yeah. If you basically have a CBD company,
the growers, US,
yeah, a lot of it comes from the US.
And are people growing in fields or are they growing in hot houses?
No, in fields.
Right.
I would hope so that they're growing in fields with a proper farm that follows the proper, standards of growing.
So do you know about like places like Jamaica and that? Like Jamaica, they have a lot of ganja out there. We call it ganja, right? Yes.
And then you actually have Bob Marley's, his his kids, his sons are...
growing their own.
Growing their own, and they have their own company, which I think is...
So I have one question. What do you wish that's going to happen with your company?
With my company? That's a good question. I just think that we just spread the word and that we're able to educate people about the benefits of CBD.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess ultimately the goal is just to be able to help as many people as we can. Because, again, I think CBD just has a lot of benefits. I think it could help a lot of people go about their
day-to-day,
improve their day-to-day, whether you're training for a half marathon or not. there's a lot of benefits for a lot of different causes and for a lot of different people.
And so you want to be like at the forefront of that.
And that would be great. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. So we have come to the end of the show. It wasn't so bad, huh?
No, it wasn't.
Come to the end of the show. I just want to thank you so much for coming on my show. And I think I'm going to find you because I want to get one of these for my friend who's doing the breast cancer business. And thank you. I wish you lots of success in your industry. It's a wonderful product and I love it. And this is Noreen Sumter signing off from Beyond Potential. Live life your way. Hit me up on Instagram, Facebook me, NoreenSumterCoach.com, live life your way, and I'll see you guys next week. I'm going to be comfy, 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 not high, high, high. Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.